Bava Metzia, chapter 2, Mishnah number 5, says the Mishnah, Af hasim la hoyesa bichlal kol eila. When the pasuk in the Torah tells us, V'chein ta'asa, and so you shall do, l'sim losoi, to the item of clothing, to the skirt, V'chein ta'asa l'chol avedas achirun, so shall you do to all items that are found. And this is the procedure of how you should announce them so that the rightful owner can come along and pick them up. The Mishnah says, also a garment was also included amongst all these things which one has to proclaim. So Lama Yatzas, why was this item of clothing singled out in the Pasuk specifically? Says the Mishnah, Lahakish Eleha, was in order to compare other things to it. Loi Melacha, to teach us the following lesson of the laws of finders keepers or finders not keepers. Ma simla miyuchedas sheyesh bo simonim. Just as a garment is distinct, that it has special marks on it, or patterns, v'yesh lo tovim, and then there has those who can claim it by identifying the item very carefully. I've called davos, v'yesh by simonim, similarly, anything that has identifying marks, v'yesh lo tovim, and people claim it as theirs, chayev lahachris, one has to proclaim it, and you cannot just take it for yourself. Says the Mishnah Vav, v'ad mosai, chayev lahachris, for how long must a person proclaim what he found? I mean, at what point are you allowed to keep it? Or have you done your job of announcing that you found an item? So the first opinion is, Ad kedei sheyedu bo shechenav, until all of his neighbors know about this item. So you have to work quite hard in order to announce. Everybody has to know about it. So everyone gets a fair chance. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh regalim. You got to go through a series of three yomtovs. When all the Jewish people are gathered in Yerushalayim, and that once you've done that cycle, if no one's come to claim the item, you can then keep it for yourself. And after the last Yom Tov, you have to wait a further 7 days. Why 7 days? You have to announce it 7 days afterwards. The person hearing it can go home, might take him 3 days to get home, and check whether or not that item is indeed missing in his house. Maybe it'll jog his memory. V'yachso shlosha, and walk back another 3 days. That's the maximum distance perhaps it would have taken. V'yachris yom echad, and then when he comes back, he'll hear one more time the person announcing it. He'll give the signs, and then he'll be able to take his particular item home. Mishnah Zion. Oma es ha'aveda v'lo oma es simoneho. So someone came along to claim the item. So he named what was lost, but he couldn't describe its distinctive marks. So I'll tell you a little anecdote. A number of years ago, I found a watch in the Kalim Mikveh in MH, and someone said, I lost a watch. I said, that's very nice. Well, there's lots of different types of watches. Describe the watch to me. And I wasn't able to come to the conclusion that the person on the phone was really the owner of the watch, until they were able to describe exactly that it was a gold watch with the black stripes, that had Roman numerals and not numbers, and they're able to give identifying characteristics. So here the Mishnah says, Omas ha'avedev loya omas simoneha. You couldn't describe it distinctively. Lo yitain lo, don't give it to him. V'haramai. If the guy claiming it is dodgy and he's known as a bit of a charlatan, a bit of a con artist, afa pisha omas simoneha, even though we're able to give the distinguishing characteristics, lo yitain lo, don't give it to him. Shneema. Ad derosh achicha is something. Your brother claims it. Ad shetitrosh es achicha. You should investigate the person asking. See if he's really your brother. Is he a good person? Or im ramayhu? Is he a con artist, a swindler? Im eino ramay? Or if not? So you've got to, you don't just have to seek out the item. You have to seek out the person seeking out to clarify who this individual is. Kol dava sha'oseh v'ochel. Any item that can be used for work and or eat food. So you've got to look after this particular creature. Yaseh v'yochal. You have to take care of this particular animal, and you have to make sure you feed it, and that's okay. That's part of the obligation of finding such an item. And to say an animal that doesn't work, can't use it for anything useful, what you should do, you should just sell it even earlier than the time of announcing it. Then you take the money, and then that money you hold for the person to come and claim the item back. Shenema v'hashevosala. You have to return the item to him. Re'ei he'ach teshivenu loy. See how you shall return it to him. Ma yehe badamim. What shall be with the money from the sale? Rabbi Tarfon says, well, Rabbi Tarfon says in the Mishnah, yishtamesh b'hem. You can use the money. And if it's lost, he's responsible for it. Im avdu, chaya ba'achriyusun. Rabbi Akiva oimer, lo yishtamesh b'hem. Don't use it. Lefichach im avdu, eino chayav ba'achriyusun. If you lose the money, then it's no longer your problem. The halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon, that because you helped this man ultimately get the value of what he lost back, you took care of his produce, you're allowed to use that money in the interim and make sure you give it back to him in the end. But if you found loose coins, then those coins shouldn't be used by the finder at all. End of Mishnah Zion.